by Argentina to the World brings you now a regular feature on migrants and refugees. As usual, we introduce this segment by playing some music by an artist with immigrant links. We're talking about Ara Malikian, one of the most renowned violinists in the current international music scene. He was born in the Lebanon to an Armenian emigre family that escaped the Turkish pogroms of 1923. Malikian began studying the instrument at the age of 5 with his father. His talent was recognized very early on. He spent his childhood in the midst of the Lebanese Civil War, and as he remembers, his classes often took place in air raid shelters. At the age of 14, he was awarded a scholarship to study at an academy in Berlin, from which he moved to another academy in London. And from that, he jumped to international success. Malikian is one of the few violinists that perform concerts for violin only with programs dedicated to works such as Paganini's 24 Caprices or Bach's Sonatas and Partitas. He currently lives in Zaragoza, Spain. Let us listen now to a little bit of Ara Malikian performing a work by Argentine composer Astor Piazzolla, The Spring. Thank you. That was the artist that we feature on this week's edition of Refugees and Migrants, the segment of RAE, Argentina to the World, that we air every Monday. It was Armenian violin player Ara Malikian performing Argentina's Astor Piazzolla's The Spring. And as part of this feature on migrants and refugees, we are reporting on organization of Buenos Aires street vendors and also associations of immigrants are announcing in a statement this week what they call a democratic masquerade with which the government of Buenos Aires City seeks to cover up what they call policies of persecution and repression of migrants. According to this document they released, a program recently issued by BA City, the BA City government, that's called Hello, I Am a Migrant, is presenting itself as a guide to rights and accesses to services for migrants and was published by the City of Buenos Aires authorities. It pretends to be inclusive and progressive, says the migrants' document, in contradiction with the real policies of the capital's authorities. Omar Guaraz, a street vendor and general secretary of the Street Vendors Union, denounced this is the presentation in society of a modern city, a state that supposedly cares about the daily life of migrants, when in reality it is quite the opposite, and he highlighted that the street vendors in BA are mostly Senegalese, Bolivian, Peruvian and Venezuelan, and last year alone there were 1,200 Senegalese vendors arrested in Once and Flores alone. Those are two neighbors of the city capital. And finally, Canada will provide entry to 1 million migrants to meet labor needs. The Canadian federal government has launched a program to allow Canadian cities and towns to choose migrants that will become their new residents, based on their local needs. This is what the Canadian public broadcaster said last week. The program includes an immigration plan aiming at attracting 1 million new residents within 3 years and was presented by the Liberal Party, that promises to create a municipal program that enables chambers of commerce across the country to have a voice in the selection of migrants according to the local economic needs. Immigration Minister Marco Mendicino said this program is a new path to permanent residence and another example of Canadian innovation in the field of immigration. Canada, the second largest nation in the world, has a rapidly aging population of 37 million. Currently, 75% of the population growth is due to immigration, and that is expected to reach 80% by 2031. This is particularly important for workers of retirement age and for those who will reach it in the next decade. The ratio of workers to pensioners is 4-1, but calculations say that by the year 2035, that ratio is projected to be 2-1. 1 in 5 Canadians are migrants, according to their report. Since 1990, more than 6 million people have arrived in the country. Immigration Minister Ahmed Hussein himself was born in Somalia and migrated when he was 16. Canada's new immigration drive comes at the same time as the increased restrictions in the US for migrants. This was Refugees and Immigrants, a feature produced by Silvana Avellaneda on RAE Argentina to the World.